Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Weird day today. I mean, Weird day. It just feels so strange.
It feels even like heavy and ominous outside, too.
It feels very pensive.
Yeah.
Very pensive. That's our word for today, guys.
Today's word is pensive.
Yes. And here we go. Anyway. Make sure you subscribe all three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, and Horror at Home. So we got some information on that Texas mall shooting. He was identified as Mauricio Garcia. They say he was 33. And right away, you know, it's like, ugh, he's 33. Yeah, the assailant who killed 8 people at a Texas outlet mall was identified by authorities Sunday as 33-year-old man who had been staying at a nearby motel. 3 law enforcement officials who spoke to the Associated Press named the gunman as Mauricio Garcia, who was fatally shot by a police officer who happened to be near the suburban Dallas Mall. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity in order to discuss details of the ongoing investigation. So he had been staying at a nearby motel. They searched the motel and the home. They also rolled up to his home residence and talked to the family members and all. Nobody seemed to have any clue this was going to happen. This one person says they heard shots at 3:36. Officially, the shooting started at 3:30 p.m. There's that 33 again. 33 everywhere you look. You know, we've talked about it. Oh, yeah, Jesus died at 33 is what they tell us. 33rd degree Mason, 33 vertebrae in the human spine. You always see these things. Shooter began his rampage, 3:30 p.m. It's, you know, again, there's all this. Is this just coincidence, guys? Or is it completely codified? Are these signals? Are these messages? By the way, 7 killed, 6 injured after an SUV intentionally ran down people at a bus stop on the border town of Brownsville, Texas. Suspect is in custody. Motive is unknown. So 7 killed and 6 injured in Texas again. Texas is absolutely, it's got a bullseye on it. As we've, you know, shared with you guys, we've definitely felt that Texas will have a bullseye on it for multiple reasons, as well as Florida. And I know you guys could figure out the reasons.
Mm-hmm. And it, you know, it's just something that I really have a strong feeling. I think that the controllers feel they can really knock down the biggest, strongest kid in the class. The rest should go fairly easily, and that's been the understanding for a very long time. But regardless of that, I hate seeing this. I hate seeing people be used, be tortured, be exploited, be abused, and all for what? You know, the controllers, they have enough money, they have enough land, they have enough of whatever they need, helicopters, mansions. You know, what do they ultimately want now? They want control.
Well, most of the people that were hit were Venezuelan, and we were bringing this up before, and it's very interesting because, you know, the guides came through last night and they wanted us to get to you guys and let people know. Again, as much as you can find it in your heart to have compassion for others, have compassion for these migrants, these immigrants. Now, we understand that a portion of them are coming in as a military operation, part of a military operation. It's not all of them. And again, they are being used as tools. And, you know, just as the Europeans were used as tools to eradicate the Native Americans, push them off their land, more importantly, give the people of this continent new ideologies and new methods and means of control. As the traditional way of living, the traditional way of healing, their traditional religious point of view, all that was really subjugated, for the most part eradicated. It does still live on in some individuals, but again, they had to convert to a new way of living. They had to pack up and leave where they were living. You know, when you look to Israel, as we've spoken of many times, it truly owes its existence in these modern times to a Rothschild. It's just, you know, look at the Balfour Declaration, look at how it came about, and understand the words of Albert Pike, you know, 1871. Some believe that that's just not a real story, but there was reference to that 1871 statement in 1900 that we did have documented, that was talking about three world wars and, you know, how Israel would have to come back into existence. The people that were living there, many of them were kicked out, of course. And now, you know, we see that it's always divide and conquer. That's the modus operandi. So we have to recognize that, you know, people are being used as tools with a purpose, but people are always suffering on all sides. That's the bottom line. And some people are catching up to the numerology. Erin Elizabeth, Health News Nut, she, along with Mike over at Brightian, are just two of the people that have been running health stories for years that you can't talk about in other spots. But, you know, again, she picks up on the symbology. There's many more people who are catching this. Why? Now, was he going to do it irregardless, or did they need somebody that was 33? Again, you know, here is that whole real question, and exactly how was the triggering triggered? Exactly. I would love to know the exact triggering that was used. I'm just kind of curious, because we do know there's all sorts of different ways. You know, just look back to Patty Hearst, who was kidnapped, right? And before you know it, she's robbing banks for the kidnappers. Yeah, people can be brainwashed, people can be conditioned, people can be controlled remotely in many different ways.
Many, many different ways, you know, anywhere from things that we put into our mind to things that we put into our body. You know, even, I mean, this is going to sound gross, but it's true. Parasites can go into your body and control your thought processes and give you a really strong sugar craving that you otherwise would not have if they were not there. But isn't that crazy that parasites can send signals to your brains, as can these little nanu nanu things?
Well, if politicians can do it, of course. It only makes sense.
Indeed.
As we know, right?
Yes.
I mean, what's more parasitic than those that feed off of and live off of the blood, sweat, and tears of others?
As above, so below.
Very true. And again, so when we look at this, this is over in Moscow. We see multiple fires going on. This is a high-rise construction site near the Federal Security Service, and it's not the only one. There's many fires underway right now throughout Russia. There's forest fires here, but it's not just even in Russia. Now, you know, sometimes you will have forest fires. When we get towards summer, you'll see a lot of forest fires with drier conditions. By the way, Canadian province, Alberta, announced a state of emergency due to wildfires, 25,000 people fleeing their homes over in Alberta. We've had massive fires up in Canada over the years, and we've seen massive fires of, you know, unusual origin at times. Lights from the sky coming on down. Look at that beam of light. Whoa, look at that fire. Oh, yeah, there's so many satellites up there. There's so much technology. Here you have 80 wildland firefighters arriving yesterday from Quebec and Ontario to help out. Thank you, merci beaucoup. And this is just wild. This is a tree that they think was struck by lightning, burning from the inside. Isn't that like, what are you smiling about?
Isn't, I don't know. Isn't that like something microwave energy would do?
Yeah, exactly. You know, again, they say it was lightning, but was it lightning or was it a satellite? And then the telegraphing, what is coming? A disaster the size of multiple Katrinas is building off Washington's coast. The Coast Guard is the first line of defense against a massive tsunami. Will it also be an early victim? And so this is all about talking about, yes, the Cascadia zone, the subduction zone, and what will come when it lets go. And so we've been told that you could have a 9.0 like you had in 1700 that may inundate miles inland along the Pacific coastline. And the messages that I'm feeling that I've, and this is my interpretation of things I've gotten for a long period of time, is that I do think Cascadia is going to go, and I think immediately thereafter or shortly thereafter San Andreas. And I do really, really feel that it's much sooner than later, because this could very well be the quote-unquote natural disaster that calls for help from NATO countries or outside forces to, oh my gosh, you know, come in and help us. I could just see the 46th administration. Oh, sorry guys, we got to get NATO in on this one. We need those blue helmets to come and help us get a handle on this. We just can't handle this. Can't you just see the headlines now?
Yeah, they're already written, just haven't been posted.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when I see this coming from where? Politico talking about, yeah, the big event that's going to come and cause the massive tsunami and the destruction of the West Coast. California panel approves reparations proposal of up to $1.2 million each for each black resident, but activists demand more than $200 million at a heated public meeting. California's Reparations Task Force approved recommendations which could give black residents $1.2 million each as a compensation for slavery and discrimination. But activists believe it's nowhere near enough and demanded $200 million, as some call it, further injustice, other call for direct cash payments. Previous calculations from economists predicted the reparations could cost about $800 billion. More than twice California's $300 billion annual budget. This is for slavery and discrimination. Again, a resident would have to have lived in the state their whole life until the age of 71, but then could receive more than $1.2 million in compensations if it is put into law. Well, you know, if you get down to that and you go through all the injustices throughout history, you know, I think the thing is that the whole system has to change, because it's the system itself that is constantly putting down one and then lifting up another, so that people will be mad at the ones that are getting lifted up when they are being lifted up. Mm-hmm. This is how the system works. Divide and conquer, Anunnaki style.
Definitely is sad.
It's very draconian. Very. And this is exactly how AI thinks. Pretty simple. So if you were feeling a little bit off or a little bit different, we did have the KP go up to 6. So, you know, it was a little bit high. As you can see right now, we're just below 4. But it could be increasing in the coming days. And really, at this point in time, it's not like we need any sort of major solar event. Now, let's just share this. Wait a minute, who was that? The Wicked Witch of the West? I thought she got crushed by the house when it came down. Wait, who is that? This is the coronation, obviously, of King Charles III. And who is that in the background?
This was really a horrible feeling when I saw this one walk by, because there's something going on with his involvement in the coronation. This is a ritualistic task that he has done. And I don't even want to say what the task was, but it made my stomach turn. It just didn't feel good.
Something to do with sealing energies?
Something, yeah.
Okay. Look forward to your comments on that. You know, guys, whether we're dogs or cat lovers, we got to band together here and recognize this is an outside force that is manipulating everything. And at some point in time, you could pick pretty much any different ethnic group or, you know, any sort of subcategory, subgrouping of humans, and not just humans, but hey, cat power, dog power, gerbil power, hamster power, whatever. Power to the free beings that want to spread love, compassion, and, you know, true coexistence. Again, they love to use a term and then they make it into something dark. You know, they just twist and distort everything. We've talked about this before. You know, when you're talking about the goddess name Isis and turning it into a terrorist group, this is completely what they do. Everything that, you know, would naturally have a positive connotation, they somehow distort and twist.
Definitely be understanding, be good to yourself, hug your kids and your pets, and source bless and namaste.
Namaste.